It's almost a month since Saudi-led airstrikes began in Yemen. They're targeting rebels who've taken over much of the country. The U.S. is aiding the effort by refueling the fighter jets. International concern is mounting over the rising number of dead and the lack of a solution to the conflict. But as NPR's Leila Fadel reports from the Saudi capital, Riyadh, the war has inspired a patriotic fervor in the kingdom.
On every Saudi state television channel and radio station, there's patriotic music like this song heralding the airstrikes on Yemen. It plays over a TV montage of Saudi's new King Salman waving, meeting government officials, or showing the Saudi army and air force in action. The lyrics say, "Show us to the border and we will empower you," referring to the king. And it doesn't stop there. On a drive through the capital, newly posted billboards of the king and his son are emblazoned with the words, "God supports you." A big banner declares, "Without the Air Force, the country cannot be protected." And in the south, near the border with Yemen, even car washes are named after the operation, Decisive Storm. Every day, there's a press briefing that starts with fanfare. Brigadier General Ahmed Asiri stands in front of flags from countries that have joined the Saudi-led coalition as he describes targets they hit in Yemen. After his briefing, we sit down in his office where he says the military campaign has been successful so far. But if the world is expecting this to be a quick war, well, Asiri makes it seem much more open-ended. He compares it to the U.S.-led airstrikes in Syria and Iraq against the self-proclaimed Islamic State, or ISIS, which he refers to by the Arabic acronym Daesh.
Do you know that the coalition against Daesh, conducting operation airstrike since 8 months? You know, and we participate in this. So we know it's a long job. We should be patient in this.
Saudis in the capital seem to be rallying around the war. Even at the Kingdom Mall in Riyadh, where it really doesn't feel like a country at war, as people shop at Nine West, Gap, or Louis Vuitton. Mariam Jabwa, a young housewife, sits outside Saks Fifth Avenue. She says she's relieved that Saudi attacked because there was a threat on the border. Thank God we have a powerful army, she says. Jamal Khashoggi, a Saudi journalist and columnist, says he's never seen such unity inside the kingdom because it's seen as Saudi standing up to Iran.
We felt humiliated, we felt worried of Iranians' expansionism, and we felt, and that's why Saudi people so much now supportive of King Salman. They feel he is the man who made that stand.
The Saudis accuse Iran of backing, supplying, and financing the Yemeni rebels called the Houthis, who have taken the capital and ousted the president. Iran denies it. But that idea of battling Iran in a proxy war is rallying the Saudis. It's building a following for the young defense minister, Mohammed bin Salman, who is said to be just 29 or 30 years old and is the king's son, says Khashoggi.
His popularity skyrocketed. People were talking about him before as the kid. We didn't know much about him, this and that. But nowadays, with this patriotic euphoria, he scored big time.
He scored big time, Khashoggi says. But opinion outside the country is much more divided. Human rights groups say civilians are paying the price with hundreds killed so far and shortages of food and electricity. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an immediate ceasefire by all parties. A Western diplomat speaking anonymously because he's not authorized to speak publicly said Western allies see the ongoing effort as destabilizing and destructive. And when my recorder is off, some Saudis express doubt. But they say they're afraid to do it publicly because they'll be accused of being disloyal. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Riyadh.